guys. How are you? Welcome to a Friday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You guys can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. Follow Betting Pros on Twitter at BettingProsNFL. We will get into a lot of fun stuff coming up this weekend. We have got a ton of things to tell you about on the program today. Stick around. Don't move. Thanks for listening. BetMGM is our title sponsor each and every morning. You guys know I talk about it. It's a $10 bet. Win $150 on any event. Use the code JUICE150 at BetMGM.com to get that for new customers, new users, wherever BetMGM is available. JUICE150, $10 bet. You win $150 on any event. You win that. Okay, so a bad night. And I was due to I've cooled off in college football. I was due. That was rough because I'm not knocking the Appalachian State kid for going down at the 4 yard line. That was the right play up by one. Marshall was allowing App State to score. And if the kid kicks the field, the extra point, it's an 8 point lead. So maybe Marshall scores 2 point conversion. Appalachian State does not score. They did not take the bait. We would have at least pushed, maybe would have covered, but I'm not going to get angry about that because that's the right football move. Don't give the football back. That was a tough one to swallow. So we get that loss on a half a unit. We wind up getting the teaser wrong because I teased it the wrong way. Carolina was the play, laying 8. They win the game and cover outright. Unfortunately, I teased it down to 2. And then we needed a last second touchdown from David Davis Mills. And yuck. That whole offense is yuck. David Culley punted from his plus 40 yard line, from the Panthers 40 yard line. That dude punted. It was 7-6. Talk about playing to lose. You know, some dudes in the NFL have got cojones. They got the guts. They got the will to go and win football games. It's the Houston Texans. What? Because back in the day, that's how you're supposed to do it. You dummy. Blew the game. Literally blew the game. If you thought the Texans were going to win or cover, that was the game. That's a white flag from a head coach in the NFL who won't be a head coach for long. All I need to know about David Culley is that moment in that time at that spot. What did he do then? He took a delay game and he punted. Clown show move. You suck. Your team sucks. Nothing's good about the Houston Texans. You have a backup quarterback. Deshaun Watson's getting traded. This whole year is completely washed out. What do you care if you lose? Play to win, dude. Play to win. What a pathetic, pathetic effort there. But fine. They got the Cooks prop for us. So congrats on Houston on that. That was the only thing I got right last night. I got the Houston over 68.5 for Cooks. That's right. Robbie Anderson, he needs to be placed on a milk carton because it's all DJ Moore. That's all. The only reason, it's amazing when you watch Sam Darnold go out and then DJ Moore got hurt. Even after he got hurt, he won't throw to him. They played together in New York. Does he hate him? Like, what was that? That was weird. Just wouldn't do it. So we're down a whole unit on that game. Half a unit loss in college. One loss, we 1-1 on the prop, so down the juice. So overall, just a rough day. Not a good day at all. So it's been kind of a blah week, but you know, it happens. We're okay. We got a couple things going for Saturday, a couple things going for Sunday. We got UFC bets already placed for the events coming up here for us. Today, I have got one more college football bet to give you. I have got a baseball play to give you, and I have got the Don't Bet a Parlay, which won't take place today. It'll take place tomorrow because we're going to do a dog theme for our guy Cold Brewster, who unfortunately had to put his dog down. So everyone's been sharing pictures of the dogs on the Discord channel. It's been really cool to see and, you know, showing the outpouring of support for him. And so in solidarity with our guy Cold Brewster, our member of the Daily Juice Circa Million team, we're going to do a dog parlay, but we're going to do it on Friday. It's a 6-1 3-leg dog parlay that I'm going to give you guys coming up here on the podcast today. But before I do that, let me tell you about Bleacher Book. All right, new game. The guys over at Bleacher Book, they have created a great new concept. You play with your friends. It's a league style betting format to find out who really knows what the heck they're talking about when it comes to betting on the NFL. Ditch the boring old fantasy football leagues. Get into the action. You create weekly or season long leagues. They're fully customizable. As the commissioner, you will pick out and decide length of the league, max number of players, the starting wallet amount, minimum bet requirements, and more. BleacherBook gives you the thrill of sports betting without losing your shirt. Compete against your friends for betting glory. Go get signed up at BleacherBook.us and start creating your league today. Use the promo code JUICE20 to get 20% off any league you create at BleacherBook.us this season. That's BleacherBook.us. Big bets, no regrets. Juice 20 to get 20% off any league at bleacherbook.us. So real quick here, and if you guys haven't done this yet and you're a listener, if you're new to the Daily Juice, somebody wanted me to kind of go over this again because the giveaway this month in September, which I can't believe it's already September the 23rd, and I probably should have talked about this a whole lot more, but we have an autographed Gale Sayers jersey up for grabs in September from the Daily Juice, from Betting Pros. Hi. I probably should have made a bigger deal of it, but that's on me. Gale Sayers jersey to be given away. It's the same process. You've already done this. You're already entered into to pulling your name on this. But if you haven't done this yet, you go really quickly. You go and subscribe to YouTube. Okay. That's very important. Then you're going to go and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, positive, negative, leave a review for the Daily Juice. From there, take a screenshot, go to bettingpros.com/juice, bettingpros.com/juice, fill out the form, and you are entered into the contest. Okay? So Gale Sayers jersey, if you've not done this yet, hop on it. Pretty cool offer, man. It's pretty cool to win that. So that's up for at the end of the month. So you got about 7 days to do it, but do it now. And you should be subscribing to the YouTube channel. Like, come on, we got so many great videos, betting videos, Dan Harris, myself, great videos on YouTube. This daily podcast, Daily Juice, every day. You should be a subscriber to our Daily Juice YouTube channel if you haven't yet. Okay, let's talk football first and then do baseball. All right, let's talk Wisconsin and Notre Dame. Kickoff at Soldier Field. It is a 12 noon Eastern time kick, which, by the way, I like for my bet. Soldier Field, it's going to be full with people who are both Notre Dame and Wisconsin fans. I wish this game was on campus. I really do. I'll be curious. I don't know who is going to have any real advantage here in terms of the crowd. NFL Stadium, it is the Jack Cohn revenge game, right? We've got the former starting quarterback for Wisconsin, who is now the starting quarterback for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Wisconsin, well, they've already lost once at home to Penn State, and their fans are nervous about Graham Mertz, and they should be nervous about Graham Mertz. This dude needs to have a big game. He's got his, you know, he's got Jack Cohn on the other side. So, you know, he wants to show out and play really well. I mean, this is interesting because the first real big challenge this year for Wisconsin at home, they failed and they lost outright. This is now a neutral field game, and I love safety Kyle Hamilton for Notre Dame. This dude is unreal in college. This guy is all over the field. He is a top five pick in the NFL. He's just, the NFL guys cannot wait to get a hold of this dude. And that's where I'm really concerned for Wisconsin, because I think Mertz is going to have to throw to win this game. And then that puts everything on Kyle Hamilton. The money has been coming in here on Wisconsin, and I don't really understand it. It opened up at 5.5. It's been bet up to 6.5. There's been some ping ponging going on between 5.5 and 6.5. But Notre Dame catching 6.5 here in this game in what I think is going to be a low scoring slobber knocker of a football game. I don't hate a play on the under, but I'm really trying to stay away. I should have taken the over on Appalachian State and Marshall. I was thinking about the over, and then I was like, nope, I'm not playing total. So I laid the 7 and it burned me. I probably should just play the under in this game. But again, I'm trying hard to stay away from totals. And if it doesn't work and if I keep on blowing games and losing, then I probably will have to readjust here kind of midstream. But right now, I'm trying hard to stay away from totals and just play sides for the month of September, for the rest of September, and then kind of see where I am in October. I got Notre Dame catching 6.5 points. I know they haven't looked great, and there were some concerns about last week, and they're at home, and they're taking on a team they should blow out, and they did eventually, but I think the running attack for Notre Dame and their offensive linemen, I think this is a really big opportunity for the Irish to focus in on a Big Ten opponent, to focus in on Wisconsin. And I think that the defense for Notre Dame, I think, is going to be the big difference in this game. I don't hate a money line play here on the Irish. There's a lot of money, a lot of public people are coming in. They all back the Irish. They're a public play. I know this. I understand this. I've been pretty public with a lot of my bets. West Virginia plus 17 is a public play. I'm taking the 6.5 with Notre Dame here. All right. I think this could be a game that Wisconsin wins by 3, but I like the Irish. I'm going to take 6.5 here for Notre Dame. I'm going to take Jack Cohn, who I think is a better quarterback than Graham Mertz. I'm going to take the best player on the field is Notre Dame safety Kyle Hamilton. I'm going to take Notre Dame with the defense here, and I'm going to hope that Notre Dame can run the football effectively enough, even though the Badgers defense is really, really good. Williams is a great running back. He's going to need to run through arm tackles. He's going to need to make it really tough. I mean, Penn State was able to move the ball at times on Wisconsin, but not big plays. This is a really tough gig. Wisconsin's going to run the ball and play defense. That's what they're going to do. Notre Dame, equally, I think, will run the ball and play defense. So that's why I think it's going to be a lower scoring game. And if we're talking about a low scoring game and I'm catching 6.5 points, I'm going to take the dog here. Plus 6.5, Notre Dame, 1 unit up against Wisconsin at -110. There's your college football play. The baseball play is one you can fade or follow this, okay? And you're not going to hurt my feelings, but it is September. The Red Sox have won more games than anyone thought they were going to. The Red Sox are very close to getting into a postseason bid, and it's the Yankees and the Red Sox on a Friday night. Do you know where I'm going to be at 4 o'clock? I have not been this fired up for a Red Sox-Yankees game in a really long time. The Red Sox have a realistic chance. If they were to sweep the Yankees here coming up, and they're not going to, but if they were, if they could, if they do, the Red Sox are going to have an absolute unbelievable opportunity to end the season of the New York Yankees, okay? It won't officially end the season, but if the Red Sox were to somehow be able to sweep here, Red Sox have won 7 games in a row. The Yankees are 1 game up on Toronto. Toronto will have their shot at the Yankees in a little bit here, but if the Red Sox were able to win, 10 games in a row and sweep the Yankees, the Red Sox are in the postseason and the Yankees would be very on the outside looking in and have a real tough last couple of weeks to get in. Not officially kill it, but it really would put a damper on this year. The Yankees have been playing better. They've won 3 games in a row, 7 of 10. Nathan Eovaldi up against Gerrit Cole. Okay. Home team in the Red Sox, even money on the money line. Gerrit Cole's been okay since he hasn't been able to use the sticky stuff. He's had a couple of bad outings, a couple of great outings. Gerrit Cole's been okay. He's been okay at home. And this Red Sox lineup, I mean, this Red Sox team, there's a lot of talk in Boston about the likability of this Red Sox team and how people have kind of overlooked them because they didn't go into the year with all this, hype, and everyone thought they were going to stink. And now here they are with a chance to win a wild card spot. They're well behind the Rays. No one thinks they're going to win the World Series, but they're a dangerous team. If they get in, this could be a preview. Now, it's probably going to be Chris Sale versus Gerrit Cole, but the Red Sox could have the home field advantage for the wild card game up against these very New York Yankees. Yankees are either home run or nothing. So it's really important for Garrett, for Nathan Eovaldi. Don't get hit hard. The bullpen got a blow because one of the best bullpen arms is now out when Garrett Whitlock went on the IL with a strained pec, which is not great. They got some players who are in COVID protocol still, but for the most part, Nathan Eovaldi has been pretty good. And in big games, Nathan Eovaldi is an awesome dude. In big games, he just wants the base. He wants the baseball. Red Sox offense at home has been solid. They're getting healthy. They're through their COVID issues. I got even money. Red Sox money line, 0.5 unit, even money. Taking it. I'm not betting against my boys. Not tonight. Not against the Yankees. Homer pick. Go right ahead. Bet the Yankees. I don't care. Fade me. Not going to make me a problem. No way in hell am I betting against the Red Sox here tonight on a Friday night up against these New York Yankees. No way in hell. 0.5 unit, Red Sox money line, even money, Eovaldi to take the Red Sox to a win in the first game of this 3-game series. Now, if you're wondering about the Ryder Cup and you're wondering, Matt, you haven't bet the Ryder Cup. I need to see some stuff here, okay? But here is where I am going to go with a personal play, all right? This is a personal bet, and I am not making it official, okay? But this is just a personal bet on this, and I don't want to do this, but I do think there's some value in taking the European team to win the Ryder Cup. And I hate it. I want Team USA to win this. Okay. I really, really do. There's just no value in betting on Team USA. And the Europeans have this sneaky confidence. Everyone's saying that it's all new players. There's no scar tissue. 8 of the top 10 players in the world are on Team USA. And they're going into this at Whistling Straits. They're going to go and win this thing. You know, I'm going to have a small bet on Europe, and it's personal. So it's, I'm not even going to tell you how much I'm betting on it. It's a small play. As this thing goes on, if there are bets I like or things that make sense, I will jump in, and I could add between sessions, I could add the other half a unit that we've got going on. I could add an official play on the Ryder Cup coming up in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat or underneath me here on YouTube for the link. You guys can click and get into it. I may add a half a unit play on the Ryder Cup. Okay. Or I may have a couple of baseball props, or maybe I'll have nothing. I don't know. But I have a half unit hanging out there. We guys know I never leave a half unit hanging. So I could come in on the Ryder Cup, something I like in the Ryder Cup during the day. I may jump in on that, or a baseball play, I might jump in on that. But right now we have a half unit out with, you know, out hanging that I may come in. But I think if you're looking for action on the Ryder Cup and you're looking for value, the plus 200 odds on Team Europe, it's pretty good. They've won four or five of these things. They've won the last two on U.S. soil. I don't know. The Europeans just, I don't really care about the crowd as much and the course as much as it's going to be windy, which is kind of favoring the Europeans. The Americans haven't played well in these things. I want the USA to win, but I don't know. So I think the betting value, I think there's betting value on Team Europe at plus 200 to win the Ryder Cup, but starts this morning in Whistling Straits, at Whistling Straits in Wisconsin. All right, the parlay. Three legs. A plus 600 wager, a dog parlay, Mississippi State, Fresno State, Georgia, dogs, Bulldogs. We're taking +2.5 with Mississippi State up against LSU. Fresno State laying 30.5 at home against UNLV. And we're taking Georgia -34.5 up against Vanderbilt. Three legs, all ATS, all against the spread, plus 600, three leg money line parlay for the don't bet a parlay parlay. Okay. Three legs, plus 600, Mississippi State Bulldogs, Fresno State Bulldogs, Georgia Dogs, Bulldogs and Dogs here. +2.5, Mississippi State, -30.5, Fresno State, -34.5 for Georgia on the road at Vanderbilt. That is your don't bet a parlay parlay on a Friday. We've missed the last four of these. I think we're 7-27 now on these. So we're starting to, I think we're still way up. I think we're like up like nine units, but we're starting to kind of give a lot back here. So maybe we hit one of these. Maybe it's time to cash this on Saturday. It does not count for, there's no dogs other than baseball dogs. There's no dogs to bet on Friday. So I want to do a dog parlay. This is on a Saturday now. So the don't bet a parlay parlay is for Saturday, not for today. Okay. Just keep that in mind. It's a college football Saturday bet for dogs. Mississippi State, Fresno State, Georgia, three leg plus 600 parlay for the don't bet a parlay parlay on a Friday. Those are the plays. Notre Dame +6.5, one unit. The Red Sox money line. Half a unit, even money, and the parlay, Mississippi State, Fresno State, Georgia, for Friday's Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt each and every morning. It's the Daily Juice Podcast right here on bettingpros.com. Always being brought to you by BetMGM.